name is Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Each episode of Enkindle features a short scripture reflection to help you and your family dive deeper into the Word of God, allowing you to better prepare for Mass on Sunday and also develop some simple, concrete applications for daily life. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, July 12th, 2020. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you are good, and you plant the seed of your love in our life. We pray that as we take time to listen to your word and to meditate on your word, Lord, that that seed would have room to grow and to become something beautiful and wonderful and powerful in our own lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This Sunday, we have the famous gospel where Jesus tells the story of the sower and the seed. And this is one of those parables for me that feels super familiar, and I can be tempted to think that I already know everything about it because I've heard it a million times. And so my brain is tempted to stop paying attention and kind of check out because I think I know everything I need to know about this story. You know, I had always thought that this parable was just about the soil that the seed fell in. And the soil is a symbol for our own hearts and lives. And definitely the soil is an important part of this parable, but I think Jesus also wants to tell us a lot more. So after reading and praying through it again, there are basically three things actually going on in this story that are pretty amazing. One is the soil, of course. But the other is the seed itself, and the third is the sower, the person who scatters the seed. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes to look at each of those. First, I want to look at the seed. Jesus tells us that the seed is the word of God, and God's words aren't just words. When God says something, that something happens. His words have power. His words give life. And so the seeds that Jesus is talking about here are full of power and full of life. When you look at a seed, a regular seed for a vegetable or a fruit or a flower or whatever, it really doesn't look like much at all, does it? It kind of looks boring and plain and small. It maybe looks like a little pebble. It really is not impressive. But inside that seed is power. Inside that seed is life. Inside that seed is potential for something huge and beautiful and amazing. Inside every seed is everything needed to grow whatever the seed makes. So inside a tiny pumpkin seed is everything needed to become a huge, bright orange pumpkin. Inside a tiny acorn is everything needed to become a huge, strong, tall oak tree. So seeds might not seem important or impressive, but they have power if we let them become what they're made to be. In early March, my son Peter, who is in second grade, they were doing a little experiment with his class at school. And so each of the students planted seeds and they gave them light and water, and then they waited and watched to see if they would grow. And even though schools were closed for quarantine and the students couldn't take care of the seeds, their teacher brought all of the seeds home with her and took care of them during the quarantine. And each week she would make a little video about how the seeds were doing. And it was really kind of fascinating. Each student had planted the same exact seed in the same exact kind of soil, in the same exact kind of little plastic cup, which was their pot. And each student gave the seed the proper amount of water and put it in the window to get lots of light. And then the same teacher took care of those seeds the same way. So each seed really, it seems like, should have grown exactly the same. But you know what? Each week when Peter's teacher would send the video, you could see that the seeds were not growing equally at all. Some seeds had grown really well and were becoming huge and healthy plants, and they were outgrowing their pots and needed to be put in bigger pots. And some seeds were just kind of getting started at growing and popping up out of the soil, and some seeds weren't growing at all. And that's really normal for regular seeds, whether you're planting a pumpkin or strawberries or tomatoes or flowers. Some seeds produce a big, healthy plant, and some don't produce anything at all. And oftentimes, that's because when you are gardening or you're farming, some seeds are just sort of duds. They just don't grow for whatever reason. But that's not the way it is with the seeds that Jesus is talking about in this parable. There are no duds in the seeds of the parable of the sower and the seed. Every single seed in this parable is the word of God. And so every single seed is packed with life. Every single seed has equal potential to grow and be amazing and to be beautiful. There are no duds in this parable. And I think that's really important for us to remember. When God gives us the seeds of his life and love and word, those little seeds might not look like much at first. They might not seem powerful or amazing or big, but if we let them grow and we let them become what they have the potential to be, they will be amazing. There are no duds in God's word. We don't ever have to worry that maybe he's going to give us something that will be disappointing. We don't ever have to worry that God will give us something that will just kind of not go anywhere and be a dud. So that's the seed. Next, I was really kind of amazed when I read the parable this time that God revealed to me a little something more about the sower, right? The sower is the person who plants or scatters the seeds. I am not a farmer, and I'm actually really bad at gardening, but I do know enough about planting seeds to know that you need to plant them in decent soil. To plant them anywhere else is kind of a waste of time and money because everyone knows in the whole world that seeds do best in good soil. But the planter in the story doesn't seem to know that. He goes kind of crazy, actually, just scattering seed all over the place. And I just picture him kind of like, you know, skipping around, throwing seed here, there, and everywhere. Some lands on the path, and some lands on rocky ground, and some lands in a spot where there are lots of thorns and weeds that choke it, and only some lands on good soil. So is this sower, is this gardener, this farmer, is he just being kind of crazy and reckless? Or is Jesus trying to tell us something here? I think he is. In this story, God is the sower. God is the one who scatters the seed, and he scatters it everywhere. He doesn't just plant it in good soil. He throws it in kind of crazy places. He throws it to places that really have no intention to let a seed grow, right? He throws it to places where seeds are really unlikely to take root and grow, but he throws it there anyway. And I think Jesus is trying to tell us something. God is generous like this. He wants to give his life and his love and his power to everyone. Remember, the seed is God's word. It has his life and power and presence in it. All right. So he wants to give this to everyone, even though he knows that not everyone wants to receive it. Not everyone is going to embrace God's love, but this is how he is. And this is who he is. He's generous. He's abundant. He gives even when he knows we don't deserve it and we don't want it. He gives it anyway. He gives it to sinners and to saints. He gives it to people who love him and people who don't. He gives and he gives and he gives. And he never thinks of it as a waste of his time or a waste of his love or a waste of his effort. God scatters the seed of his love and his power everywhere on everyone because he wants us to be full of life. And he's not waiting around for us to be perfect before he gives his love. Isn't that interesting? The seeds are equally powerful. There are no duds in this parable, because the seeds are God's word. And there are just no duds in what God gives to us. Everything God gives us is good and is full of life. And the one who scatters the seeds is generous. He doesn't play favorites. He doesn't skip anyone. He's not waiting for the soil, which is the symbol of our hearts, to be perfect or even to be good. He's not waiting around. He is generously scattering his love and his life and his presence and his word everywhere. So why is it then that when we look around, we don't see God's love and life and power and awesomeness growing all around us or even in our own lives? Why does it seem like God's goodness and power only grow in some people? Well, then there's the last part, right? The soil. Jesus tells his disciples that the soil is our hearts, and some of us have rocky hearts, and some of us have thorny, weedy hearts, and some of us have hearts where the seed that God gives us is lost or taken away by something, like the seed that fell on the path and the birds ate it. But then there are hearts that Jesus calls good soil. Good soil, when you plant a seed in a garden, is usually dark and rich. When I plant flowers or I plant vegetables or whatever I'm planting, we get good, dark, rich soil, and it's soft, and we have to make it deep, and it can't have any weeds growing in it. And it allows the seed to go down deep enough inside of it so that birds and bugs and pests can't get to it. And then you plant the seed inside and you wait. Now, Jesus doesn't talk about this part, right? He says you plant it in good soil and then it bears fruit. But anyone who's ever planted a seed knows you plant it deep in the soil and you water it and you give it life and then you wait. You wait. And you wait some more. And you can't see what's going on and you can't hear anything that's going on inside. The seed grows in silence. And the seed is growing in there, even though it seems like and it looks like nothing is happening. That time of silence, that time of letting the seed grow in the soil, even though you can't see it, that time is super important because that is when the seed is able to open up and start releasing the power and the life that it has within it. We have to be patient when seeds are planted. And we have to trust that even though it looks and feels like nothing is happening, something very important and powerful is happening. We just can't see it. I think maybe Jesus is telling us that one way our hearts can be good soil, even if they were previously rocky or thorny soil or soil on the path, one way that our hearts can be transformed into good soil is to allow His word and His love to come into our lives, and then we sit with it in the quiet. We hold on to it and we be still with it. This is really hard. Sitting still is hard because it feels like we're doing nothing and we get bored and we get restless and we feel lazy and we don't like that. I know sometimes when I pray, I feel like I'm just sitting still and doing nothing. And I really hate that feeling. And sometimes when I go to Mass, it feels like I'm just sitting there and nothing is happening. But silence and stillness are a really important and necessary part to allowing seeds to grow. And it's not just sitting still and doing nothing, it's sitting still and allowing the seed to grow. And we need to do that, even if it feels like or looks like nothing is happening. If we allow ourselves to receive this seed of God's word and His power and life in our lives, we will allow it to grow inside of us. We have to give Him room. We have to give Him room to grow and be powerful. And we have to give Him time to be active while we are silent. And then I think we will see more of God's love and power and presence growing all around us and even growing within us. Because remember, the one who scatters the seed always gives generously. If you don't see God's love growing in your life, it's not because God didn't give it to you. He scatters that seed everywhere. And if you don't see God's love growing in your life, it's not because the seed wasn't any good. God's seed is always good. It is always full of His love and His power and His presence. So we need to sit still, let the seed of God's word come within us, and we need to allow it to grow in us. We need to give it time and space. We need to sit with Scripture and allow God to speak to us through it. We need to come to Mass and allow God to speak to us through it. We need to pray with our families. We need to go into our day and say, all right, Lord, I'm giving you space here. Talk to me. I want to know what you have for me. And in that way, our hearts become good soil. So let's pray for that today. Let's pray for the trust in the sower and the seed and the willingness to allow that seed to take root in us, even if it takes longer than we want, even if it's not as flashy as we want at first. We trust that the seed will grow and become something awesome. Lord, we thank you for your generosity. We thank you that you scatter seed everywhere. You don't play favorites and you don't wait around for us to become good soil. You throw your love and your presence and your power all over. You give it to everyone, Lord. And if it's not growing in our own lives, it's because we aren't allowing it to grow in our lives. You don't give duds and you don't hold back. So be generous, Lord. Give us your good seed and then help us. Help us to become good soil. Give us your Holy Spirit to help us be still and to allow your love to grow in our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.